All right, everyone. How are you? Today's episode. It's about what the Republican Party are doing under the myth of the stolen election. The idea here, it was a big lie that the election was stolen. There was fraud. Now, in order to fix that fraud, we have to make new laws to commit fraud. That's what they're doing. In the next video, I'm going to show you the many things that has happened since the Republican lost the election. They have introduced more than 200, 300 bills all over in Georgia, all the southern states. It's like Jim Crow 2. They are so fearful of not winning another election that they're going to cheat out right now. Before, they used to do gerrymandering here, there, a little voter suppression, a little with shyness. Now they're doing it, they don't care. They're like saying, no, we cannot win. We have to do these laws. So we're going to cut the hours. You can't vote on Sundays. You can't vote by mail. You can't do this. You can't do that to make it hard for people to vote. And when a political party has to do that, it is no longer a political party. It is a dictatorship. If you cannot win in a democracy where the whole idea of a democracy is free election where people vote, and you cannot win the hearts or mind of voters to win and become a party that rules, then you should not be a party. You're not a political party no more. You understand? That is the weird thing that's happening. So let me explain it to you what happened. This has happened before. During the Civil War, the South had a lot of black people. Why? Because they were slaves. So the more people you had, it's like they had products. They had, it was free labor. So when the Civil War ended, the blacks were majority in certain states in the South, and they could vote. And they voted. They had black senators. During the Reconstruction era, they had senators. They had congressmen. So in 1876, they had an election with the same problem we have right now. They claimed fraud and everything, and there was a big crisis. So they got together and made a deal and gave the presidency. I don't remember who that idiot was, but the whole deal was that the Union armies will withdraw from the South. And after that, Jim Crow came in. Jim Crow had two heads. It was to find a way to deprive black people from voting and to ethnically cleanse them from the South. They had to drive them away, and they did, through terror, through the KKK, through hanging, to lynching, to burning, like in Oklahoma, where Black Wall Street, they burned it in order to get blacks to get out of the South. And they did. They came all the way over the North. Most of New Yorkers and Harlem and all that, black New Yorkers, they all from the they have roots in the South. So for almost 100 years, this was the gig. They had poll tax. They had the literacy. Had to learn how to read, how to vote, whatever, just to deprive the. So what's going on right now? I don't want to go through too much history. During the Civil Rights Movement and the Civil Rights Act of, I think, 1964, it guaranteed people, black, it gave people the right to vote again. It broke all the barriers that had been by Jim Crow in the South and made it an even playing field to vote. And people are voting. But today, the Republican Party cannot win no more. They don't want to open the party to anything. For example, let me compare the Republican Party and the Democrat. Let's say you had two businesses in a mall. There are only two businesses there. One only sells wife beaters, white wife beaters, like this with white. And that's the Republican Party. And the other store sells everything. They sell shoes, sneakers, wife beaters, black, white, green. They sell hats. They sell everything. They want to attract customers. But the other store, they only want to sell wife beaters. They don't want to change. They just want the wife beaters or t-shirts, like cut like this. And they don't want to change. So in order to kill the other businesses, well, we got the mall has to close a little early. It should close on Sunday. People cannot buy a certain amount in order, because they don't want to, they cannot compete. They want to hurt the other business. So that's what's going on with the Republican Party. The Republican Party has become a party of extremism. Eventually, well, not eventually, it is. It's an extremist political party, and it's losing. And the more they lose, the more outlandish and the more extreme it becomes, and the more dangerous it becomes. And eventually, if it shrinks and shrinks, it will become just the political arm of white nationalists and white movements. In other words, the Republican Party has no future. I can guarantee you that they have no future. And I want to show you in the next video. I saw this. What is it called? Those guys, these three guys, they had the, God, Pot, America, or something like that. It's a nice podcast, but they had an HBO, and they break it down very easily for people like us. All right, give me a second, and I'll get the video, and I'll put it on for us. Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to go over some points with these guys from the Pot Save America people. It's a very good explanation of what's going on. These people know what they're saying. I just want to add it to the, what I just said before, just to make it continue and try to make something to bring the point home, because they really explain it really well. And they explain it the same way, but they are more, you know, sophisticated in explaining it. Let's listen.
All right, let's talk about some more news. Over the last several weeks, Republican governors and secretaries of state have been doing everything they can to make it harder for people to vote. People of color, people who are poor, and people who don't vote that often. Here's just a few of the most egregious examples. In North Dakota, Native American tribes are facing a new law that requires voters to provide their current street address, which is a problem for a lot of Native Americans who live on reservation.
See, reservation have no addresses. It's like these little shanky town of suppressed areas that have been destroyed by the federal government's inequity to help these people. Most of them are alcoholics or have issues with drugs or missing people. So they have no addresses. They don't have like 123 Main Street. They have a P.O. box in the reservation they go to. So they can't vote. You see what it is? This is how they cheat.
Or in rural areas that use P.O. boxes instead of street addresses. Here in Texas, where you have one of the strictest voter ID laws in the country, Attorney General Ken Paxton has prosecuted more voter fraud cases this year than the last five combined. And perhaps the worst example in the country right now, Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp has canceled over 1.4 million voter registrations since 2012, including 53,000 over the last few weeks, and more than 70% of those canceled are from African-American voters. Kemp is also canceling these registrations in an election where...
This is all under the big lie that the election was stolen, and this is under the myth that they're trying to fix the election to prevent fraud by committing fraud on the American people and try to deprive people of color, of ethnic groups, not to vote or do not have the opportunity to vote or make it hard for people to vote. You know, people don't go out of their way to vote. Voting, as hard as it is, Americans don't go to vote that much. The last election, a lot of people voted because it's Trump. People voted for him, and people they hate him so much they went out to vote against him, not just for Biden. So they're making it hard for people to vote. Good.
He is the candidate for governor.
There it is.
You know what, John? Smart strategy.
Brittany, how are Republicans getting away with this, and why has it gotten so particularly bad in this election, even though it's existed for a while?
I mean, they're getting away with this because they've done it before.
Yeah.
So, history lesson. Three things in particular happened after...
She'll break it down to you, like what I said about Jim Crow. She'll break it down, this lady. Beautifully.
The Civil War was won. First is that the 13th Amendment ended slavery. The 15th Amendment, in theory, gave all the dudes, no matter their color, the right to vote.
Yeah.
And Reconstruction started. Funny thing happened. Most of the people, the majority of the people across the South were black people because slavery. And those black people who got the right to vote got with the woke white people across the South. And they suddenly elected a bunch of black people to office.
Yeah.
Six of those folks made it all the way to Congress. And the white supremacists pretty predictably were like, code black, it's time to start suppressing some votes. So they got together and they started a little thing called Jim Crow. That's where we get poll taxes from. That's where grandfather clauses came in. That's where literacy tests came in to make sure that they could take back their country or, I don't know, make America great again. So if this sounds familiar, it's because those same people are the folks who got scared when we got a black man all the way to the White House. Yeah. These same people are running scared and they're doing things like passing more voter ID laws, like you said. They are doing things in North Carolina that the Supreme Court actually said discriminated against African Americans with surgical precision. That is a direct quote. Wow. So the bad news is they've tried to do this before because white supremacy is scared to death of what is happening right now. The good news, though, is that we can take a play out of people like John Lewis's playbook and actually fight this thing back.
Right.
So I don't take too much of your time. You see what's going on over here? This is what's going on over here, you know? It's crazy, crazy stuff. Anyway, we'll meet next time. I hope you enjoyed this. Press like and subscribe. We're still in the learning process. Thank you very much, and God bless.